Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about the joy of living. So discover how the joy of living increases your prosperity. This will help you shift out of old patterns of scarcity, fear, stress, or control so you can refocus your life into joy and create the prosperity you want. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And I'm so glad to be back this week, and I want to thank Dr. Pat for covering my show for me last week. I've been helping my dad, who's been very, very ill. And just a quick reminder that this show is only 30 minutes long instead of my previous hour, and that's because I need more time for clients. So normally, I'm going to alternate between giving you a special message each week and taking callers for the second segment of this show. However, I'm traveling through the end of this month, so I don't have a setup that works well for taking callers. So just be patient, and I'll get back to taking callers again next month. Now, before I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that today I'm coming to you from the Hotel Hilton at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, where I'm going to speak tomorrow to an astrology group. And I'll also be doing consultations while I'm here. So if you're in this neck of the woods or you know someone who is, I'll be speaking on 2010 Astrology's Economic Climax and Social Revolution. And also, I'll be speaking about preparing for our economic and social changes. And for more information, you can go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, it's hard to miss the Icelandic volcano spewing ash all over that continent and disrupting air traffic between Europe and the U.S. I've been talking about potential earth changes last year and this year. And so far, we've had a bunch of earthquakes and now this volcano. No matter where you are, it pays to be prepared for unexpected economic, political, personal, and earth changes. Be sure you have surplus food and water on hand, plus extra blankets and batteries and supplies for your pets. April 26th is the fourth of five peaks for the cycle of Saturn opposite Uranus. This is a cycle known for earth changes and other types of unexpected earthquakes. So let's all get prepared. Next, Mercury retrograde, oh, our favorite, starts in 2 days on Sunday, April 18th. This continues through May 11th. Things are already slowing down, so give yourself more time to get places and get things done. This is our standard period to find our mistakes and fix them. And prepare for this right away by getting any funny noises in your car fixed, especially for any type of engine noises or mechanical problems. These are the most likely types of failures with this particular Mercury retrograde, especially around April 25th. And also, watch out for more accidents and road rage then, too. And today, do a complete system backup for your computers before this starts, in case your computer fails. Computers have more failures during these periods than any other time. Now, this particular Mercury retrograde, or red communications, as it's called in my Good Timing Guide, occurs in the sign of Taurus. This suggests that we're rethinking the value and purpose of different parts of our lives or businesses. We may decide that something which used to have a high value to us doesn't have that same value anymore, or we may value something now more than we did in the past. In consumer terms, with Mercury retrograde square Mars during this cycle, we may tend to devalue prices for products or services we used in the past. And remember to anticipate all the usual challenges of Mercury retrogrades. They include miscommunications, making mistakes, delays, and unexpected changes in schedules. The universe is slowing us down to fix things. Catch up and learn something. If you'll schedule only 50% of what you normally schedule, you'll find it a lot easier to handle this period. Also, remember not to sign contracts, but it can be a good time to renegotiate a contract or find an alternative vendor. And then wait until after May 11th to re-sign that contract. This is also not the time for new starts. Catch up instead. Now, next, beginning this past Wednesday, April 14th through April 20th, we're in a nice cycle that's associated with opportunities for abundance and love. This is the cycle of Venus sextile Jupiter. This cycle is particularly effective since both Venus and Jupiter are in their signs of rulership, providing them extra strength. However, I just want to note that opportunities do not beat you over the head. They're simply available for those who recognize them and act upon them. This cycle peaks on April 17th. Now, at the same time that that lovely cycle is peaking on April 17th, a related cycle for Venus square Neptune starts. And this cycle is one in which we can easily get caught wearing our rose-colored glasses. We may not understand that we've gotten duped in love or money issues until it's too late. So, buyer beware, this cycle is commonly associated with falling in love with Mr. or Miss Right in your head instead of the person you're dating. You can also lose complete track of how much you're spending and let your money run out the door. The cycle peaks next Friday on April 23rd, and it stays in range through April 28th. Now, beginning April 19th, which is Monday, we get an excellent cycle for excellent long-term relationships of all sorts and for breakthroughs in relationships and deals. The cycle is Venus trine Saturn and sextile to Uranus, while Saturn opposes Uranus. So it's excellent for both the relationship and for each participant understanding their responsibilities, both to themselves and to each other. This may not sound very romantic, but it certainly makes for a very positive and solid foundation. There's also an opportunity for unexpected breakthroughs in relationships and deals. Plus, there's potential for unexpected love and money. So you could also use this period to renegotiate a business contract. And next, this at the same time that we get the good cycles for relationships, we're also offered two paths. Now, one path is the Sun and Mercury, both square to Mars. The second path is Sun and Mercury, both trine Pluto. Now, the choice you make with this will definitely impact your potential success with relationships and renegotiations. Both the Sun and Mercury square Mars lends impulsive, shoot-from-the-hip energy and potential anger to situations. You can rapidly put your foot in your mouth and then make it worse before you even notice what you've done. So use this energy instead to power your enthusiasm and watch that you don't interrupt others or make sarcastic or cutting remarks. Otherwise, you could lose the confidence of someone powerful. Mercury square Mars is already in range through May 2nd, and it peaks April 25th. The Sun square Mars is in range April 22nd through May 17th, and it peaks on May 4th. Now, the Sun and Mercury trine Pluto path is excellent for working with someone powerful or for a powerful leader to make headway on a particular project. It could also be used to relaunch a product or service to the masses, especially one that's transformational. This cycle is also associated with the transformation of leaders, leadership tools, and the right use of power. The Sun trine Pluto cycle is in range April 20th through May 2nd, and it peaks on April 25th. Mercury trine Pluto comes into range April 17th. It peaks May 3rd and May 19th, and it remains in range through May 27th after going direct. We have that one for a long time because Mercury's going retrograde. Now, next, beginning the last week on April 7th, last week on April 7th through September 13th, Pluto is retrograde. This gives us notice that this is a time to reconsider and rethink political and power issues. This will be a time when especially powerful organizations and governments reconsider their policies and aims. Also on April 7th, Saturn moves back into Virgo. This is our best chance to finish cleaning things up. We have this cycle through July 25th. So now is the time for all that spring cleaning and to clean out your closets, drawers, cabinets, etc. Get it done. Now, for a tip from my good timing guide. Notice those two red lines for both the communications and contracts line beginning April 18th. That's showing you that Mercury is retrograde. It's not a good time to sign contracts or start new projects, but it's a great time to catch up, redo anything, rethink, reprint, etc. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. So just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and sign up for it today. Now, do you know how to partner with joy instead of fear, control, or anxiety? When I come back after this short break, I'll be talking about the joy of living and how you can prosper with joy. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with eCloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you dealing with too much stress? Feeling overwhelmed? Do you worry about becoming ill? Have you become ill? In these complex times, we're all looking for ways to master stress, achieve resiliency, prevent illness, or cure an illness. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been empowering individuals to heal themselves for free. To learn more, visit iiqtc.org. Begin your path to self-healing today. iiqtc.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the joy of living and how it can bring you more prosperity. If you've been partnering with fear, anxiety, or stress, then listen up as I've got some great news for you. Then I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, so let's talk about the joy of living. I know many of you have been feeling the effects of these intense energies that we've been encountering, and frankly, it can be overwhelming. So I want to talk about some strategies that can help you get through all these changes in a more positive way. First of all, we're in a period of accelerated change, especially now through 2012. We're literally going through the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years as we did in the 254 years prior to 1999. I know, you're probably wondering why you signed up for a situation like this, but here's the kicker. You did sign up for this period. We all did, and we did it with the intention to bring very positive changes to the Earth. In fact, if you could have a conversation with your soul right now, you'd find that your soul is totally joyous to be here during this period of time. This is the most incredible period of time that has ever occurred in human history. I also know that many of you are concerned about all the corruption and horrors you see going on in the world around you, but I'm going to say this in all sincerity. Don't be concerned. Be happy that the light is finally shining on these things and we're seeing it all for what it really is. This is what's needed before real change can occur. Oh, dear, there's that word change. And although on one level we all want it, on another level, most of us are terrified of it. I know, I've been there too, but here's the deal. If we can stay in joy, all of the changes that occur will be for our highest good, and we'll create positive change for others as well. And this is what brings me to the joy of living. If we can just remember that we are all living in the most profound period of time that ever occurred on this planet, and know that we are completely empowered to choose the life we want every single day, then we can create some incredibly wonderful things together. Now, I want to dive a little deeper into that because those statements include a lot of information. Every day, all day long, each one of us is effectively praying to the universe, God, Goddess, Source, choose your word. And we do this without knowing it. We do this with our feelings. And by that I mean that whenever we feel joy about something, we attract other joyful situations and experiences to us. And whenever we feel scared, tired, impoverished, stressed, fearful, or anxious, we attract those kind of experiences to us. Greg Braden actually has an entire book about this called The Isaiah Effect. And scientists are actually beginning to realize how this works in our quantum universe. In effect, time is more than just a linear line of the past, present, and future. It also has depth. And the depth of time consists of all the different possibilities, all the different possible outcomes, all the answers to every possible prayer that could ever be prayed. They're all there in different timelines or outcomes. And we select the outcome or timeline that we live in with our feelings. We literally attract it to us with whatever we're thinking and feeling all day long. So it's just as easy to choose to find something to be grateful for, something to be joyful about, something to appreciate, as it is to be in fear, anxiety, and stress. Literally, each one of us has non-physical sponsors or guides, angels, etc. around us all day long. The universe wants to provide us with everything we want. But guess what? Those non-physical sponsors can only help us when they're given permission to do so. And they can only provide what we ask them to bring us. Now, here's where we tend to get mixed up. We think that because we asked for something that they should just bring it. But what the universe hears is our feelings. And if we asked for something while we're afraid we won't get it, the universe hears that we don't want it. So start by thanking the universe for having already provided it and feel joyful that you've already received it even before it arrives. So here's what I think could work a lot better than us being focused on not being able to handle all the hundreds of demands that we have thrown at us every day. How about focusing on the joy of living? And by that I mean, let's focus on the fact that we're living at the most incredible time in human history on a planet that's in high demand to be here. And why is that? Because Earth is the hot spot in the universe because of our ascension. Now, this is the most incredible place to be, and everyone wants to be here for the action. So let's start our days in gratitude for the many blessings we all have. Did you take a shower today, eat breakfast or lunch, sleep with a roof over your head last night? Those are great blessings, and don't underestimate them. Do you have a car or some other form of transportation? Does your hair grow without you having to do anything? Does your heart beat without you having to pay attention? Those are all great blessings, too. We have thousands of blessings, and if we would only write down five things that we're grateful for each day, we would start attracting even more blessings to us. It's the attitude of gratitude that brings us more joy and prosperity. Okay, let's suppose we start our days in gratitude. Then what? Are we going to encounter the usual challenges we always do, things that others do and say that just drive us nuts? You know what? All those trauma dramas in your life are created by you being in stress, anxiety, and fear. We're so accustomed to being in these feelings that most of us don't even notice when we're doing this. When you stop choosing to be in feelings of stress and anxiety or fear and start choosing to be joyful and grateful, you'll stop encountering trauma dramas in your life. Instead, you'll start encountering other joyful experiences, and you'll be amazed how well this works. Now, how can you partner with joy instead of fear or stress? This is a matter of trust. If we don't trust ourselves, we won't trust the universe to bring what we want. And this works the other way, too. If we don't trust the universe, it's hard to trust ourselves because God knows we're not as smart as the universe. Now, in my experience, living in joy means that I trust the universe and that the universe is always working to bring me exactly what I want or something even better. This is actually always true for everyone, but since we go around trying to be lone rangers and take care of everything ourselves, it's no wonder we're stressed to the max. Living in joy means being willing to partner with the universe and our non-physical sponsors, guides, etc., so that we have plenty of help to assist us all the time. And just remember, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto for a partner. He knew better than to go it alone. But that's what most of us are trying to do every day. No wonder we're stressed. Now, another part of the joy of living is our attitude. I've already talked about how this is the most incredible time to be here on Earth, but even with that in mind, many of us find the accelerated changes we go through very challenging. It's almost like we expect the worst, or we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. If that's what you feel, that's the problem right there. The universe hears that through your feelings, and it says, so you want another negative experience? Here, try this one. I want you to fully realize that there is nothing in your life that you aren't creating through your energy, thoughts, and feelings. You're literally a vibrational match for everything that shows up in your life. If you don't like what you see around you, guess what? You can change it by changing your thoughts, feelings, and your energy. Now, do you feel like you have too much to do? Guess what you're telling the universe every time you think or feel that way? You're literally asking the universe to send you more and more of too much to do. Holy cow. Now, you can change this with a different set of thoughts and feelings. One possible thought is that whatever gets done today is enough. Or tell yourself you have more than enough time to get all your important tasks done. Or thank the universe for helping you to get everything done easily. Thank it in advance. Then let it help you. So give up fear, anxiety, and stress, and instead partner with the universe in joy. We're living the most incredible adventure that has ever taken place on Earth, and your soul is in joy to be here for this. So please, enjoy the adventure. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Stop focusing on not having enough and start being grateful that you can pay any of your bills. If you can pay all of them, that's even better. Be joyful for the services and products you received when you pay your bills, and the universe will send that money back to you easily. So be in joy, and money will flow to you easily and quickly. Now, next Friday, April 23rd, I'll talk about living with uncertainty. And stay tuned for Dr. Pat. She's on next. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2010 Good Timing Guide and the newsletters so you can have the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerlich bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.